This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1940, How Japan Inspires Connection in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. And Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Have you heard about what Japanese fans did at the World Cup game versus Costa Rica? In today's episode, we give you a connection skill to talk about your attitudes towards keeping spaces clean, and you get three new phrases to start a conversation around this rich connection topic. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Aubrey. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here today.
Me too. I have an interesting question for you. We've never talked about this, at least you and I.
Yes.
Do you ever pick up litter that you see on the street? Like someone else has thrown trash on the ground. Would you pick it up and throw it away, or do you just leave it?
Yeah, I mean, I try to sometimes, but not always. I have a clear memory of when I was a kid. This is probably not the best thing, but in front of my dad's office, it was like the 90s. There were lots of cigarettes in front of his business. And I remember going and helping him pick those up as a kid to clean up the space around to make it more, more beautiful, more professional looking.
Did you wear gloves? I hope.
Yeah. Wear gloves. Okay, and also good. Just like not like picking it up with your hands, just like going in and like grabbing it with something. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm the same. Like whenever I see it, I want to clean it up. If I don't have gloves, especially in a post-COVID world, I don't feel comfortable just touching anything that someone else has left unless I have gloves and I'm intentionally on like a neighborhood cleanup activity, right? Which I feel sort of terrible about. I used to just like pick up and throw away anything.
You used
with
to.
With COVID, now
post-COVID.
I'm nervous.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess, you know, there's a big difference between being in a community cleanup effort versus just individually on your own. But I do see a lot of environmentalists doing that on their own, just sort of picking stuff up.
I have
up,
a lot
just...
of respect for that.
Yeah, I do too.
Absolutely.
I do too. Yeah.
First, I want to quickly define this word litter that we use. This might be unfamiliar to listeners. It means like trash thrown on the ground, right? So if you see any garbage on the ground, we would call that litter, which is interesting. And I do think it's one thing to not litter. We all know we shouldn't litter. Don't throw trash on the ground. Don't throw trash out the window.
Of course.
To pick up someone else's trash, that's next level, I feel like.
It's next level, right? It requires really wanting to do it. For sure.
Yes,
for sure.
Which I was really motivated and inspired when I saw this article about Japan, Japanese fans after the World Cup, the game that was Japan versus Costa Rica. And this is very interesting. We're going to talk about this today and talk about what we can learn from Japan's amazing example. Yes. And then we also want to share phrases for starting a conversation about keeping public spaces clean. This is such an interesting thing to talk about. We want you guys to have the vocabulary to do it.
I love that idea. I love it. This is a topic, just like the pandemic, it's a topic that affects every single one of us. We all have a perspective towards this. We have different perspectives on the environment, of course. And we also want to make sure you guys know, we know that cultures are different. Attitudes towards littering, towards trash, towards the environment are completely different. We have different circumstances around the world. So this episode is not about judgment and saying what should be done and that kind of thing. Is just observing and opening a conversation, giving you guys the tools to actually talk about this in English with native speakers.
Exactly. And we would love to hear from you. Come to our YouTube channel, comment on this episode. What is this like in your culture? After you hear sort of all these details about Japan and our culture, we would love to hear what is this like around the world and what conversations can you have about it?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So where are we going to start today, Aubrey?
Yeah, so there's a viral video out there you guys can see of Japanese fans cleaning up the World Cup stadium. And it's actually not the first time this happened in 2018 after the World Cup game Japan versus Colombia, where fans brought bags with them and were cleaning up not only their litter, their trash, but also the stands around them, right?
Yeah.
And so reading this article, it definitely is clear that it's showing a sign of respect for the place and that in Japan, people are taught at a young age, it's a very important part of culture, to keep public spaces clean, right? To when you leave a place, leave it cleaner than it was before. And I really did start thinking, what's that like in my culture? I think it could be better for sure. And it's a very individual basis too, because this article made it clear that it wasn't everyone. It was like a group of fans that did this. So we certainly can't say every person in Japan does this, right?
Right.
It was interesting. I feel like the average United States fan would not clean up anyone else's trash. And maybe they should, maybe it wouldn't hurt to do that. So it is an interesting topic. It's an interesting debate.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, I can say when I lived in Japan, I was really struck by how clean the subways were. Just incredible coming from New York. And now I think New York subways have gotten even worse, sadly, of the things I've heard about that New York has gone a little bit downhill in terms of cleanliness post-pandemic. But even in 2006, I mean, in Tokyo, it was just incredible how spotless the public spaces were. The subway stations, the train lines, just the streets. Unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. It's so nice to visit a place and see that and feel that, like, oh, this feels clean. It feels like people take care of this place. Mm-hmm. It really makes tourists want to go there, right? Just having you say that makes me kind of not want to visit New York. I feel like it was pretty clean in 2008 when I was there.
Yeah.
But that's really unfortunate that it's gotten worse. I hope they'll have like a big push for cleanup, because I want to go places that are clean, where people care about this and take care of public spaces.
Well, I think they will. I think they're going to have a comeback. I mean, you know, people are starting to go back to the office in New York, and they need people back in the office, at least in Midtown, so that all those businesses can come back. The businesses that served commuters are suffering and they need to come back. So as office workers come back, it has to get cleaned up. You know what I mean? It's kind of like all these things have to happen.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to point out, when I read this New York Times article, there was a really interesting vocabulary word. They were talking about how fans were cleaning up, you know, bottles, ticket stubs, garbage, and that said, and other stadium detritus, which is such a high level word. You will see this in the news. You'll hear natives use it. What does that mean, Lindsay? Detritus?
Oh, this is a brand new word for me, Aubrey, to be honest. It feels like an SAT word.
Yes, for sure.
This word means waste or trash or debris of any kind. So,
yes, it's one of those words, right, that you see it in the news and you might have to, even native speakers might have to Google it, because we don't use it that often. It is an interesting word, though.
Yeah, I love it. And I just want to make sure our listeners know that you are over on IELTS Energy twice a week with Jessica, and you guys talk about some amazing high-level IELTS words right?
Yes, right. Anyone preparing for IELTS has to use band 9 vocabulary, which means less common words. Detritus, that's a band 9 word. If you can use that on your IELTS speaking exam, that's boosting your vocabulary score. So you're right. Follow IELTS Energy podcast. If you're not, guys, we are teaching lots of high level vocab there so that you can get the score you need on the IELTS exam.
Yeah, good stuff. Just type in the search bar, IELTS Energy, and again, you will see the yellow. go ahead and hit follow on that show. Okay, Aubrey, what's next?
So what's interesting is that some other World Cup fans started following suit, which this is an interesting idiom that means following the example, right? So after the Japan win over Germany, fans from Morocco and Saudi Arabia were following that example and cleaning up after games. But it did create an interesting discussion, an interesting conversation, because there are certainly those out there who believe that, you know, there is staff that's hired for this, and they're making a living doing this job. So potentially there's the other side of the argument that we should leave that for those who are hired to do it. This is interesting. I kind of almost don't know where I fall on this argument.
Yeah, that's a good point, Aubrey. I mean, for example, being at a restaurant, you know, what do you do? When you leave the table, do you stack the dishes? Do you kind of like take your napkin and sort of like, if there's any water spilled or something, put it like consolidate things? Or do you say, oh, well, there's a waitress coming, I'm going to be tipping this waitress, like that's their job, right? So where do you come down?
Yeah, for me, this is interesting. I usually do. Like, I'll kind of try to clean up the table and stack the dishes and try to make it easier for the busser, who usually is the person clearing, or the waitress, the server, because sometimes there's not a busser, right? Even though I'm tipping, if I'm sitting there chatting with friends, I have time. I'm kind of a person that keeps myself busy. So I'm sort of doing it because why not? I'm available. I'm not busy, right?
Why not?
Yeah. But I know most people don't and feel that, like you said, you know, we're tipping for this service, so we don't need to clean up. And neither is wrong, really. That's kind of interesting about this type of thing, is there really is no right or wrong.
Yeah, it just depends on how you look at it. I'm kind of on your side. I will consolidate as much as I can to kind of hand things to the waiter. But sometimes I think, oh my gosh, is this not the way they want these plates stacked? Maybe I'm making it harder for them because I stacked that plate that way. But yeah, I think it's good to try a little bit. But you're right, there's no right or wrong. It's very cultural, right? We have I bet our listeners are going to have some very visceral reactions to this episode.
Yes, I have a feeling. Yeah, I want to hear those reactions, right? I want to see your comments. So we're now going to share some phrases for starting a conversation about keeping public spaces clean. This is such an interesting thing to discuss.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Aubrey, let's get into it. So what is that first phrase that we could use if we want to start a conversation about this?
Yeah. So when you read something interesting like this in the news, you want to be able to ask people about it. So here's a great phrase. You could say, did you hear about Japanese fans cleaning up after that World Cup game? And it's just the did you hear, and then fill in with anything you've read in the news, something really interesting. And then depending on their answer, they might say, yes, I heard about that. What did you think? And the conversation after that will be really interesting. Or they might say, no, you know, what are you talking about? Tell me about it.
Right, exactly. And then if we want to extend out to any other topic, right, any other environmental topic or really anything, did you hear about blank, right? Did you hear about this? This is why I think it's so key, not just for the IELTS exam, right, which comes to mind first, but for just life and conversation, to always be reading. Right. ABR. Yes. Always be reading.
Absolutely. And I love when a friend will ask me this, because even if I am always reading, there's so much happening in the world. There's no way I'm going to see every news article. Right. I didn't actually see this one until Jessica shared it with me, one of our team members here. Yeah. And I was really glad she did, because I want to know these things. So I want to have that conversation where someone says, did you hear about this? And then they inform me about something I didn't know about.
Oh, it's so much more interesting than talking about the weather.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. What would be our second phrase, Aubrey?
Yes. So our second is to, instead of asking them if they've read it or heard about it, just start the conversation with something like, I heard in Japan they do an amazing job keeping public spaces clean. Do you think we do that well? Were you taught as a kid to, and then fill that in with not litter, keep public areas clean, right? So just like you said, we can fill this in with anything. We say, I heard, and share something that you respect and admire about another culture, another country. Right. And then we start the conversation by saying, like, how do you feel like we do that in this country, right? Do you think we do a good job at that?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that this, you know, if we want to make this really interesting, this gets into a deeper conversation about place within society and so socioeconomic, right? Because I think in a lot of cultures, the idea of picking up someone's trash, people might judge that as, oh, you must be like lower in society or something like that. Whereas here, if you're organizing kind of a cleanup day, it's not that way. That's not the judgment, right? That's not the position. If you have the time to organize that day, that means you're doing well, right? Yeah. So that's why I think this topic is so interesting. Just a side point. We can keep going, but that's what I'm seeing as the big point here, right, Aubrey?
Oh, man, I feel like this could be a really interesting other episode, because if I imagine like celebrities and famous personalities, would they be willing to be part of a neighborhood cleanup? I'd like to hope they would.
Good question. So... there's so much here, guys. So we're giving you the tools. Think of this episode as a conversation opener, but go deeper, right? Like, don't just go to what the article is about. Go deeper into, what did your culture teach you about what it means when someone picks up trash, right? What does that mean about that person, their place in society, how much money they make? This is good stuff. This is what builds human connection. As long as we're not putting judgment on it, and we know that it's different for different cultures, that can be such a rich connection, right?
Yes. And then our last phrase here is to help us be part of the solution, right? Yes. So you can organize that like neighborhood cleanup, that we don't have to go through an official charity. I did this not long ago on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're like, let's do a neighborhood cleanup. And we organized it. So here's a phrase you could use. I'm organizing an activity to pick up litter in the park next Saturday. Want to come? And it's super stress-free. You could say this to a coworker, a neighbor, a family member. We ended up getting a lot of people and their kids, and it felt so good to be part of the solution and also setting an example for the younger generation.
I love that. I love that. And this kind of thing is common in our country, right? Organizing events like that. You're a real community organizer, Aubrey. I think you're active in the community. You're always out there making a difference, doing good things. I love that.
I try to, and this really felt like a very important one. I need to do it at least annually, more if I can. And I definitely recommend everyone out there to do that. And like you said, Lindsay, to have the conversation and think about, if you're not willing to do it, why is that, right?
Yes.
No judgment, but I think it's interesting. It's very cultural. It's very individual based. And it's interesting because I do think there's value in taking care of and keeping public spaces clean.
Absolutely. And so I'm thinking for our listeners as a takeaway, Aubrey, I mean, if you guys are looking to move to a new country, let's say you're moving to Canada, moving to the US, and if you come from a place where it would be unheard of at your kind of level in life to pick up trash, and then you're invited to a community day through your company, sometimes corporations will actually organize, Fortune 500 companies, probably organize trash cleanup events or environmental days. You may be invited to one of these and think about how you might respond, right? It's, you know, culture is so fundamental to what we assume,
Yes, absolutely. Especially where you could really build connections and build your network. I can imagine like serving like that and helping would be the best place to be, like walking and chatting with someone else and getting to know someone you work with.
Exactly.
It could be a great opportunity for connection.
Exactly. That's where the connection is going to come. So if you do get that invite, we absolutely invite you, even though it might feel weird from where you come from, we invite you to join, because that's where those connections are going to be built, not by declining and staying home when all of your coworkers are there building the relationship on that Saturday afternoon, right? So very interesting.
I think this is a great takeaway, just to A, be open to helping keep public spaces clean, right? Follow Japan's example. I love that a lot of their fans cleaned up after the World Cup. I think it's so awesome. And, you know, I think we should teach children and ourselves set an example to keep public spaces clean, but also, like you said, Lindsay, go deeper. Don't be afraid of the conversation, the cultural aspects. It's so interesting to talk about.
Super interesting. Really good stuff. Guys, if you like thought-provoking episodes like this one, go ahead and hit follow on All Ears English. Don't miss a single episode. We publish 4 days a week here on this show. We've got lots of great content to help you find that moment of connection with English, okay? With another human being using English, rather. Good stuff, Aubrey.
Awesome. So all good, right. Lindsay. This was really fun and interesting. I will see you next time.
Yes, it was. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Aubrey. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.